Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Our chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoebe. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan, and I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to the conference call for the interim results of IRC Limited for the first half of 2024. Apart from me, with us today is our CFO, Daniella Costa. Unfortunately, our CEO, Dennis Chernichenko, is traveling, and he won't be able to join us today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download them from our website at www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是铁岗银行财务总管和公司秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家出席2024年中期业绩报告的电话会议。今日公司出席的代表有我之外，亦都有我们的首席财务官 Daniella Costa先生。但由于我们的CEO Dennis Chernichenko先生现在正在出差，他就不方便打电话进来，所以他今日就没办法出席了。现在出席的嘉宾暂时会以此为聆听的模式，在管理层正式报告完毕之后，我们会设有答问的时间，欢迎大家用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外，我都想提醒大家，这个会议是正在录音的，而会议使用的公告和演讲稿已经上了在本公司的网站www.ircgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。好，我们现在电话会议正式开始。我会首先简述一下我们集团上半年的情况，接着 Daniella 会详细解释我们上半年的业绩。Okay, so let me begin by giving a brief overview of our results in the first half of 2024, and then I'll turn the call to Daniella, who will give you more color on our results. All right, so let's start. Obviously, we have uploaded the PowerPoint slides on our website, so let's go through that. If you turn to slide 5 of the PowerPoint, this is actually the highlights of what we did in the first half of 2024. I'll begin by giving you a brief update about the production and sales at the lower part of the slides. As you can see, production volume is down by 13.5%, and sales volume down by 18.6%. Now, this is mainly due to the ore quality issues, as well as issues with mining, which I think we have already given you some kind of colors in the past trading updates. So with that, with the lowering of the sales volume, our revenue dropped by 19%, and that is really contributing to our relatively poor result for this first half of the year. Cash costs have increased by 24% to $97.4 per ton. That is really mainly because of this higher mining cost, as well as very strong Russian inflation, which Daniella will give more color at the later part of this presentation. EBITDA for this year, for this first half, was -$1.7 million. Again, with lower revenue and higher cash costs, that is the result. We reported an underlying loss of $10.8 million, but fortunately, we don't have to do any asset impairment for this first half of the year. And so for this year, or for this first half, we are reporting a loss of $13.2 million versus last year's loss of $66 million, which is last year's loss was mainly attributable to the impairment loss provision. Our cash balance has dropped to $39.4 million, again, mainly because of these issues with the receipt of sales proceeds. But the situation is getting better, and Daniella will again give a bit more detailed explanation for that. And obviously, as we have repeatedly pointed out, I think we are now very much looking forward to the commissioning of Sukari, and we are making good progress in this Sukari development, where we have started the mining and stripping operations. So yeah, that is really a quick overview of what we did in the first half of 2024. I'll just give the call to Daniella, who will walk through the rest of the slides and to give you more details about our performance in the first half of the year. Please, Daniella.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I can give a little bit more information color on our results. So if you look at the next slide here, you have also KPIs of our results. So as basically Johnny mentioned already about our main results, we have a drop in the production. So drop in the production is mainly the result of the quality of the ore. And also the issue with the mining of the Kimkan ore body, as we were advising in our previous training updates and last year, so this year was expected to be difficult. So we are depleting the Kimkan open pit, which is closing down in a few years, and with this process, the quality of the ore and the complexity of the mining operation is increasing, what is reflected in the increase of the stripping ratio, and most importantly, in the quality of the ore we mine. And with the drop in the quality, we have a decrease in the yield of the production, and with decrease in the yield of production, effectively, we are mining this same or slightly less volume of the rock mass, but in terms of the production, we have a significant decrease. As you noticed, in terms of sales, we have a larger decrease, but that is because last year in H1 of the last year, the volume of sales were also including the movement in the stockpile of the finished goods. So this year, effectively, we are producing, and the volumes of sales and production are basically in line with each other. So we have a minor also decrease in the Platts index, which is reflected in the decrease in the price we're realizing. Although the major impact on the profitability is, of course, the increase in the cash cost, and I will give you more details when we get back to when we will reach the slides with more detailed information. So also I can mention the absence of the impairment, which is good news because it means that even with the change in the market situation in terms of the long-term outlook on the group, which is reflected in the impairment analysis, we have no significant changes versus the end of the year. So with this, let me move to next slide. Here is information about our P&L, about the group P&L and the bottom line, which kind of Johnny mentioned already. So here I can only add that in terms of G&A, we have a slight kind of decrease in the G&A cost, which is reflecting our efforts in trying to minimize the cost. I can only mention here, so out of the big items, yes, is the absence of the impairment. If you can move to slide 9, here I can mention the slight increase in the accounts receivables against the year end, which is the reflection of some issues and delays with the payments which we are experiencing. We were experiencing, so the situation is stabilized at the moment, but we're not immune to the issues with the compliance, which is a result of the tightening of the sanctions. And although we're not included in any sanctions list, of course, but we are impacted by the compliance issues and, I guess, in general difficulties with the transfers. which we, I think, explained during our trading update, but the situation is improving at the moment. So on the next, I can add here is also one of the items with a big change here is the decrease in the stockpiles of the ore. So I can explain. So this is kind of the positive change actually because as I explained already, one of the problems with the production was the lack of the ore and we were required rely significantly on the usage of the previously mined the stockpile ore. The problem with the ore was that the quality of the ore is relatively low, and it's a big achievement of the KNS management that they are being able to process the ore, and we've been able to utilize the ore and extract significant amount of the production out of this, and in terms of the 6 months result, this is a non-cash movement, means that we used the ore, but we were not kind of spending any capital, we were not like spending any cost on mining of the ore because it was mined in the previous period, and this is a positive change. On the next slide, there is the cash flow of the group, which is basically a reflection of what I just explained. So, in terms of operations, so before movement in the working capital items, we are basically at break even with the minus, so with a negative 1 million, and then we have changes in the stockpiles of the ore, which is a positive, almost 14 million US, and on top of this, we have some changes in other items of the working capital, which is a reflection of some movements which I mentioned already, including the delay in getting the revenues of our customers. But the situation is improving at the moment. So yeah, basically, it means that in terms of operations, we are at break even or with the minor. With a minor decrease in cash flow, and so the major like decrease in the cash flow, the major spend of the cash was on repayment of the MIC borrowings and also on the capital expenditures, primarily related like to the Sitar development. With this, let us move to next, where we have the analysis of the cash cost of KNS. Here, as you can see, the major item, the single. Actually, two main items. One item is the mining cost, and I explained already this is primarily is in relation with decrease in the quality of the ore, decrease the volume of the ore, and the kind of result of this is that we are mining the ore with a high level of stripping ratio, or we are relying on the using of the stockpiles of the ore, which are also low grade, and the result of this is that we have significant like drop in the yield, which basically increased the cost, which increased the unit cost of the product we're producing. So this is it's a major item. Second big item is of course the introduction of the export duties, which we believe are going to expire at the end of this year in accordance with the current law, and so will not affect our results in the next year if there will be no changes in the legal environment. So these like two items have a significant increase in terms of the cost of the production, almost like $20, that affected this. Yes, it's why our profitability is affected, basically. In terms of the transport, we have a decrease, but this is the result of the ruble exchange rate because all the transport costs are ruble denominated. So if you look at the next slide, there is, I believe, a helpful analysis to explain, so it's factor analysis, which explains the difference between the level of the profitability of this 6 months against the 6 months of the last year. And I can just repeat again. So if you look, the major factors which affecting our profitability is the is in relation with the war, in relation with the war in mining. So it's a decrease in the yield of the ore which we are mining. So it's almost 9 million. So that another 9 million is the decrease of the volumes of the ore we are mining. It means that if we are mining less, if we get less ore, we are getting less product. Yes, another big item, which is a non-cash, and I would like to underline that this is like 16 million US dollars in relation with the utilization of the stockpile, is in relation with basically non-cash. It kind of means that in terms of the run of mine, like mining, we are getting less iron ore and we require to utilize the stockpiles. Unfortunately, this like stockpiles are also low grades. And all this, it has a major negative impact on the profitability. And of course, taxes and duties, which is mainly the impact of the duties which were imposed this year, and also increase in salaries. But this is basically the reflection of the Russian inflation. So in terms of the positive, is primarily depreciation of the ruble, because one of the reasons of the high inflation is also the weak ruble. But unfortunately, this depreciation of the ruble is not covering all the negative changes which we are experiencing. So this is it. And so on the next slide, just the general information which we are telling every quarterly update. So this is the amount of cash and the repayment of the loan. There is no a change in the schedule of the repayment of the loan. I can just add that during our last training update, which we made like 2 weeks ago, we mentioned there was delay in the repayment of MIC loan, but I can provide a comment that the situation with the transfer, with the bank transfers, is improving. We transferred enough cash, and MIC and the quarterly repayment of the MIC loan was completed by the end of August, as we announced. On the next one, there's information about the remaining capex of Sutara. As Johnny mentioned, and we were telling on our training update, this is the most important project at the moment, because without the Sutara ore, we are unable to improve the production yields and volumes. And Sutara is progressing. It's progressing a little bit less. It's progressing a little bit slower in terms of completion of the project, including the commission of crushing and screening plant. But this is not a bottleneck in terms of the utilization of the Sutara ore. We've been already processing and delivering Sutara ore into Kimkan plant. And by the end of the year, we're planning to begin crushing and screening the ore on the Sutara pit and delivering the crushed product, which will improve the cost of the transport. Because right now we are required to transport the raw ore on a distance of the 17 kilometers, and with the crushing and screening operational, these volumes of the transport will be less. But most importantly, we already like mining and processing the soil. So this is most important. And by the end of the year, we'll be doing this using the most optimal way. So I think that's the most, the sole information I wanted to update you with, and we're happy to move to Q&A.
Please, Phoebe, can you put us to the Q&A session, please?
Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Johnny, there's no questions online. Would you like to wrap up the call?
Yeah, please. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call. We appreciate your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us anytime. Contact details can be referred to our corporate website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Okay, Phoebe, I think we can end the call. Thanks a lot for joining.
Thank you. That's the end of the conference. You may now disconnect. Thank you and goodbye.
You.